Taharas Perites, Mishnah Vav, more fun with olives. L'zech Nishmas Yitzchok ben Mordechai Meir. Hamaniach Zesa Bagag Lagargaram. Somebody left his olives on the roof so that they would dry out and turn into raisin olives. They would dry and ripen in the sun, and this makes them better, good eats. Then, Afilu Hein Rum Amo, even if they are one amo high, piled up, so you have 2 feet of olives in a giant pile, and the olives at the bottom are therefore soaking wet with the oil that's coming out of the top of the pile, Einam Mukhsharim, they are not considered Hekshar L'tumah, because putting them on the roof to dry is a clear, obvious statement that he doesn't want them wet. So as a result, we say they don't become Hekshar L'tumah in this situation. Other people read it otherwise and say they do become Hekshar L'tumah, but the predominant opinion, the Rambam's opinion certainly, is that it is not a Hekshar L'tumah, as the words of the Mishnah have it. Nesanan babayis sheyilku, if on the other hand he put them in the house to wither and get softer that way, va'asid lahalosam lagag, and in the future he plans on bringing them up to the roof to finish drying, or Nasan Bagag Sheyilku, he put them on the roof to wither, and maybe he was going to do something more later. Or he put them on the roof, Oshe Yiftachem, so they would open up. So he cut them into pieces. He cut them in two to dry in the sun. And he put them in the roof so they can open them, according to the Rabbi Bartanura, so he can salt them. So he wanted the sun to split them open before he salts them down. Hare Elu Mukhshar, in all these cases, they become Hekshar L'tumah, because any initial moisture that happened was what you wanted. Either you brought it in the house and the moisture would soften them up, or you brought it on the roof to dry, but you cut them in two, so you were showing that you wanted them to be moist, at least at some stage. So you're showing Hekshar L'tumah is what you have in mind, which is always the issue. Nasana babayis ashi yishamer es gago. On the other hand, if you put them in the house temporarily till he could improve the security of his roof, he wants to put a fence around it, he wants to set up a hut for a watchman on the roof. So it's not a question of putting them in the house on purpose, it's a question of temporary. O achi alichem lamokam acher, or he put them in the house temporarily until he can bring them somewhere else, but right now he can't afford to hire a U-Haul, then einam muksharim, they're not mukshar l'tumah, because they're not done. Any moisture that comes out now is a complete waste, and so he's going to be upset if they get wet now, which is a sign that it's not his da'as that they should become moistened. Mishnah Zayin, rotza lito mehen bad echad o shnei vadim. If he had his olives and he wanted to take from this vat of non-hukshar olives, not gemar malacht on olives, they're still in process, and he was going to add more olives to the ones in the vat. So rotza lito mehen bad echad, one pressing. He wanted to take out a quantity which could be pressed at once. So initially he put them in, he planned on piling more. But then he says, you know what? I'll take one batch out for one pressing. Or even enough for shnei badim, for two pressings. So I'm taking out a big amount, but what happens to the olives left in the vat? The ones I took out, now I want them to get moist because they're going to help on the pressing. What about the ones that are left over? Beishamai Amram Kotza Batuma Umechape B'Tahara. Rabbi Beishamai says he cuts off in Tumah, meaning he can use a Tameh scissors or knife to cut what he needs for the one or two badim, because everything is still not yet Mokshar L'tumah. So he can do the original separation using Tameh items, tools, and he covers over in Tahara. Covering over in Tahara means once some are taken and he puts a cover over the rest of the ones in the vat, those are considered Gemar Malacha already. So any moisture that comes out from now on makes them Hekshar L'tumah. So the act of separating does not make them Hekshar. But once the separation has been accomplished, then everything is Machshar L'tumah. Beis Hillel Amrim Af Mechape B'tumah. Beis Hillel say, on the other hand, that leaving the ones in the vat shows that they're not finished yet. He wants to add more to them. So they are not yet Mukhshar L'tumah because he's not finished with them. But if he changes his mind and takes the whole heap of olives to press them, Beis Hillel would agree that now everything is Mukhshar L'tumah, because by bringing them to the press, he's showing his intention to press everything immediately. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chofer B'Kardumos Shel Mateches, U'Moloch L'Veis Avad B'tumah. Rabbi Yossi says he could remove the entire giant heap and pile of olives with metal axes and take them to the oil press, to the Beis Chabad, in Tumah, because since his original idea was to add to them, then the moisture that came out in this vat is undesirable. So they were never Hukshah L'Tumah yet. Even if he changes his mind and takes them all to the vat, to the press, to the bad, until they get to the bad, they're still not considered finished, not considered Mukshar L'Tumah. But in fact, we paskin like Beis Hillel, and we say that once he covers them up, if he covers them while he's tame, they're not ready because he plans on adding to them. But once he changes his mind, then you better be very careful because they're Mukshar L'Tumah.